Today is Monday, November 18th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week. 5 days a week? 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. How is everyone? I hope you're doing well. I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking. Let's see if I can fade out this music. No, I can't. Apparently, I cannot fade out the music. All right, well, we're going to begin with something a little bit different that we haven't done in a while. Are you guys ready? Okay, here we go. Beginning next year, Chick-fil-A will move away from its current philanthropic structure, BizNow has learned after donating to more than 300 charitable organizations this year. The Atlanta-based fast food chain will instead focus on three initiatives with one accompanying charity each: education, homelessness, and hunger. Quote, "There's no question we know that as we go into new markets, we need to be clear about who we are," Chick-fil-A president and chief operating officer Tim, said in an interview with BizNow. "There are lots of articles and newscasts about Chick-fil-A, and we thought we needed to be clear about our message. The new initiative will no longer include donating to organizations like the Salvation Army, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and the Paul Anderson Youth Home," Chick-fil-A says, all of which sparked criticism in the past from the LGBT community due to the organization's stances on homosexuality. The move comes after several U.S. airports rejected the company from concessions deals earlier this year. More recently, the landlord of First Chick-fil-A in the U.K., announced 8 days into its lease the pop-up venue would not be welcome to extend, all because of the company's perceived anti-LGBT stance. The company is also months from opening its first location in Boston, where the late mayor Thomas Menino pledged to ban the company from opening within the city limits after Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Cathy voiced his opposition to gay marriage in 2012. Starting next year, the Chick-fil-A Foundation plans to give $9 million to organizations like Junior Achievement USA to support education, Covenant House International to fight homelessness, and community food banks for its hunger initiative in each city where the chain operates. The company intends to dedicate $25,000 to a local food bank each time it opens a new location. Yada, yada, yada. So I'm not going to read the rest of it, but I want to... I'm not going to obviously applaud Chick-fil-A here because, basically, I think they're caving to pressure. But I do want to say this. All of you guys who've been out there boycotting and doing all the stuff that you've been doing, you got what you wanted. Chick-fil-A is not going to be donating to those charities anymore. And I do want to say this. Businesses always have people. All of the businesses that you go to, and this is not to excuse them. I promise I'm not trying to excuse them, although I do love breakfast at Chick-fil-A. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm just, I love it. But I do want to say that, businesses respond to stuff like boycotting and all of that. So I think all of you did a good job, and I really don't have very good willpower. But I'll say this as well. All companies have high up officials who are against homosexuality. I mean, they all do. I can't think of a company, unless it's an LGBT-specific company, that doesn't have people that disagree with it, and it doesn't make it right. I mean, I'm gay, and, but at the same time, I don't know. I can see both sides of it because, boycotting and doing all that apparently does work. Because look what's happening here. At the same time, I know there are tons of LGBT people who work at Chick-fil-A and who have to work at Chick-fil-A because they need to support themselves. And so it's like, and maybe this is a hollow argument because I eat there because I enjoy the food. But if you look at it the other way, like, you're not supporting LGBT people that may have not had another choice. That may have been the only job in their town that they could get with the level of education that they had. and you're not going there. So, I mean, again, that's probably a hollow argument. But I just wanted to call it out that there are some changes happening, and the organization is going to stop donating to those, you know, charities that are anti-LGBT. So I think that's a win for those of you who are boycotting, and I'm sorry that, you know, I have not been a good person. But anyway, I wanted to read it, so there you go. We have a voicemail from Scotty, so we're going to go ahead and play that as well. And let's listen to that now.
Adam, this is Scotty Rosie Butler, and I've listened to three episodes of Survivors Ready because you forced people into subscribing to another one of your little shows, although I think, isn't it a Big Fatty show in reality? Anyway, after goodness knows how many of your own geeky gay episodes where you've guilted people into subscribing to this ridiculous show, well, I don't think it's even on in Australia, which is weird because often we do see the American Survivor as well as when there's an...
Okay, I wanted to pause because I don't like talking over him. You totally don't have to listen if Survivor is not... Well, nobody has to listen, but I was just thinking I needed to promote it more on my other show so that if there are any listeners who were not aware, they would know and they could go listen. But if you don't have Survivor, unless you just love Faye, Fatty, Sam, and I, and you love our banter and our personal stories at the beginning, you definitely do not have to listen. That's all I'm saying.
So, anyway, but it doesn't appear this time that we actually have this stupid, whatever it is, Skull Island version or something, whatever you're talking about. So, I don't know, hashtag boring. I mean, it's good to hear Sam in the hinterland, and it's good to hear Faye Driver because he can't be bothered doing shows for his own actual podcast. So it's good that he can be bothered to go on this show. But I don't know, it's not that good following it when you don't know any of the people that you're talking about. Okay, ciao.
Well, thanks for your call, Scotty. And yes, I agree with you. And you have my permission to not listen. if that's what you were going for. I used the wrong one. You have my permission not to listen because I know, you know, and even people who don't, you know, in America who get Survivor but don't like it, by all means, don't subscribe unless, you know, you want to hear Faye Driver complain about stuff. Or, you know, Fatty burp into the microphone and say hi the whole episode. And I'm not going to say anything mean about Sam because she's wonderful. The only thing I would say about... No, I'm not going to say anything about Sam. I'm not going to say anything about Sam because she's wonderful and she does everything exactly the way it should be done. You know, you may hear Sam's air conditioning in the background or... You know, other thing. I'm such a bitch. Sam, I love you. Anyway, so I didn't want you to feel left out. I had to say something. But Sam and Faye take notes, so I have to be as nice to them as possible. But if you watch Survivor, you know, then it's something that you could add. If you're listening to podcasts anyway, we do great analysis, except that Faye doesn't like the tribal ceremony, the tribal council discussions. And so he always leaves those out of his notes. And we don't do very good analysis of that. But, you know, it is what it is. We do what we can. We do what we can. I just think we should have more listeners because I think it is a quality podcast. I've heard other recap shows. And for sure, we're as good as some of them. All right, so what's been going on? I don't even know. So I recorded last on Friday. Saturday, I had a haircut, which again, Sam asked me offline if you don't know why I drive 5 hours each way, but I had a haircut, so nothing happened. And then on Sunday, I just had my normal church, and I love my parents, but I haven't been avoiding going over there, but I keep telling them I'm going to go stop by and say hi. And then I always am like, I just want to go home and lay on the couch. I don't want to be bothered to. So, you know, one day they're going to die and I'm going to wish I had spent more time with them. But anyway, I told them I was possibly going to stop by on Sunday and then I didn't. So I was a bad son. So hopefully one night this week, I'm gonna stop by there. We watched Survivor Sunday afternoon and then we did our grocery shopping, which is totally exciting. I'm going to be cooking the creamy mashed potatoes with crunchy something or other bits that's on Bon Appetit, because I saw a video, it's in their Making Best or something. It's some series they do where they like try to make the best, and this season 2 is all about making the best Thanksgiving, and they did one on mashed potatoes. Oh, it's mashed potatoes with crispity crunchities? I don't know. Who came up with that name? It's stupid. And so I was looking for a particular kind of potato, and I was going to go to Fayetteville, which is a little bit larger town. It's the university town near us, and they have a Whole Foods. And I was looking for a German Dutch baby or something. I don't know. Dutch boy, Dutch something. But then I saw that they said you can use that or Yukon Gold, so I decided we weren't going to drive 30 minutes to go to Whole Foods. So we didn't do that. And then, anyway, today I just worked, but I've been talking about replacing the computer that I use for Skype on shows like Survivor's Ready when I have co-hosts. And I finally pulled the trigger and bought a computer today, a little mini PC, a Asus VivoBook, which reminds me, not VivoBook, it's not a tablet, Asus Vivo something, I can't remember now, but it has 32 gig of RAM. It's an i7, although it is an i7U because I got a small one. I think it doesn't have a fan, which is what I was going for, so I wanted a mini PC, not a big desktop. And it's got 256 gig SSD, which is plenty because I'm not going to use it to store files. And so yeah, I'm going to try that out and see if it works just for my Skype computer. And we'll see how that goes. And I did booked a restaurant for our Thanksgiving meal in Austin. It's called Crew Food and Wine Bar, and they have a delectable sounding Thanksgiving menu. So, and today's Sydney's birthday. All right, for more information and episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. I ran out of music. Goodbye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.